Cast all your cares, that's worries, on him because he cares for you. God is a caring God. And if God didn't care about you, you couldn't wrestle with him. You couldn't struggle with him. You couldn't argue with him. The very fact that God allows you to argue with him, and it's all through the Bible, examples of this, is because God cares, because God loves you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In this series, Rick looks at how God can take every situation in life, including the absolute worst circumstances, and turn them around for your good and His glory. If you or someone you know needs some powerful biblical encouragement, then stay with us, because in a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the Journey to Hope Guided Experience Journal. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. Stay with us to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called When Life Makes No Sense.
So let's look at how do I go through struggles in my life, particularly when I'm struggling with God, when I'm angry at God, when I'm mad at God, when I'm disappointed with God, when I think God has let me down, when I've prayed and haven't got an answer. That's called a struggle, friends. I've gone through that struggle for years with a son who was mentally ill and then took his life. And I prayed for that healing every single day of my life. It was a struggle in my life. How do I deal with that? What should be my response to God who did not answer that prayer? Now, you need to understand that the reason, the only reason you can wrestle with God, as I said, is because God loves it and God loves you. God is not an apathetic God who just sets the world in motion and doesn't care about how you feel. He cares deeply about how you feel. And he loves you, and he cares about you, and he's sympathetic, and he's not apathetic, and he's not detached. In fact, the Bible says this on the screen, 1 Peter 5:7. I want us to read this aloud together. Read it with me. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Now, what word is used twice in that verse? Cares. Cast all your cares, that's worries, on him, because he cares for you. God is a caring God. And if God didn't care about you, you couldn't wrestle with him. You couldn't struggle with him. You couldn't argue with him. The very fact that God allows you to argue with him, and it's all through the Bible, examples of this, is because God cares, because God loves you. Now, last week, I mentioned to you that the Bible talks about a kind of prayer called a lament. And most people don't know how to lament. A lament is a passionate complaint to God. God doesn't want you just to praise him. God wants you to lament to him. God doesn't want you just to confess to him. God wants you to complain to him. It's an act of worship when you complain to God. It's an act of rebellion when you complain about God. Now, I covered this a little bit last week and said that, you know, the Bible's full of laments. In fact, there's an entire book called Lamentations. And it is the book the whole book is basically just Jeremiah complaining to God about why life sucks. And that's what it's all about. And a lot of people, if you start reading through the Psalms, there are 150 Psalms, they're not all praise and thanksgiving. In fact, 65 of them are laments. They're complaints to God. This last week, I went through and I did an intensive study of all the laments of the Bible, and I discovered there's a pattern. Whether it's David or Abraham or Jeremiah or Moses or Elijah or Isaiah or anybody else, and they're complaining to God, there is a pattern that you see in every one of them, and this pattern is the pattern you use to successfully argue with God. Are you ready for this? You need this. This is a form of prayer. And to help you remember it, I want you to remember how much God cares about me, I put it in a little cross, C-A-R-E. So write these down, C-A-R-E. Here's the pattern, then we'll look at it. This is the pattern of lament in the Bible. First, the C stands for complain. So if I'm going to have a lament prayer, I don't like what's going on in my life, and I want to complain about it, I want to lament about it, the first thing I do is I complain. And you'll find that in many of the laments of the Bible, the complaints are usually in the form of a question. God, why are you allowing this? God, why don't you do something? God, when are you going to answer my prayer? How long, God, is this going to take? What in the world are you doing while our people are falling apart? And the complaints often take the form of a question. That's the first thing. The second, the A in care, stands for appeal. And the second thing I do is I appeal to God's nature. And we're going to come and explain this in a minute. I appeal to God's character and who he is, his attributes, the character, the nature of God. R stands for remind. I complain, I appeal, I remind. This is the third in the pattern. I remind God of his promises. I remind God of his truth. I remind God of what he said. I remind God of his reputation. And E, I express trust in God's wisdom and the things that I don't understand. I express trust. Now, no matter who it is in the Bible, when they are complaining and they are lamenting to God, they follow this pattern. I could take you through Proverbs and Psalms and prayers all through Scripture of complaining, appealing, reminding, and expressing. So let's look at how you could do it. Here's how you do it. Number one, when I don't like what's going on in my life, when I'm in a struggle with God, when my prayers aren't being answered, the first thing I do is this. Number one, tell God what I think is unfair or painful. I tell God what I think is unfair or painful. This is the start of a lament. I'm going to teach you a form of praying that most Christians have no idea how to do. They only know how to do praise and thanksgiving. But this is how you argue with God. You tell God what you think is unfair or painful. Now remember I said last week that a lament is actually a complaint. In fact, sometimes when you read them in Psalms, it almost feels like a demand. Do something, God. Do something. Now, I've given you some examples there that you can study on your own. I'm going to read you a few out of the Bible. Okay, listen to this one. Here's from Job. Job chapter 13. I've lost all hope, so what if God kills me? I'm going to state my case to him. Now listen to my words, God of explanation. I'm ready to state my case because I know I'm right. Are you coming to excuse me, God? Speak first, God, and I'll answer. Or let me speak and you can answer me. What are my sins? What wrong have I done? What crimes am I charged with? Why do you avoid me? Why do you treat me like an enemy? Are you trying to frighten me? I'm nothing but a leaf. You're attacking me like a piece of dry straw. That's a lament.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you're listening to our series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. There's more coming up, so stay with us.
If you or someone you know needs some powerful biblical encouragement, then let us send you the Journey to Hope Guided Experience Journal. This full-color, vegan leather-covered guided experience is perfect to put a boost in your quiet time. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. However hopeful you are or are not, this guided experience, which you can go through at your own pace, will bring you closer to God and renew your spirit. If you're ready to uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and also learn how you can maintain and bolster your hope, the Journey to Hope Guided Experience Journal is perfect for you or a loved one. Quantities are limited, so act now. It's yours today when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Get it right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Job chapter 13. I've lost all hope, so what if God kills me? I'm going to state my case to him. Now listen to my words, God of explanation. I'm ready to state my case because I know I'm right. Are you coming to excuse me, God? Speak first, God, and I'll answer. Or let me speak and you can answer me. What are my sins? What wrong have I done? What crimes have I charged with? Why do you avoid me? Why do you treat me like an enemy? Are you trying to frighten me? I'm nothing but a leaf. You're attacking me like a piece of dry straw. That's a lament. I doubt you've ever talked to God that way, but it's in the Bible, and that's called a prayer of lament. Let me give you a couple of others. Here's David. How long, Lord, will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with the anguish in my soul, with the sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemies have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O God. I trust in your unfailing love. See what a rapid change that is there at the end? We'll come back. He just followed the pattern I just gave you. Here's Jeremiah. Lord, if I argued my case with you, you'd prove to be right. Yet, still, I must question you about matters of justice. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Why do dishonest people succeed? They don't really care about you. But Lord, you know me. You see what I do. You know how much I love you. How long will our land be dry? Animals and birds are dying because of the wickedness of our people who think you don't really see what we're doing. See, hear the complaint in his voice? That's an act of worship. Complaining about God is rebellion. Complaining to God is an act of worship. Here's one named He-Man. Psalm 88. My life is full of trouble and I'm nearly dead. This is a prayer to God. I'm like a man with no strength. You have taken my friends away from me and made them hate me. Psalm 88. My eyes are weak from crying. Lord, I've prayed to you every day, and I've called to you for help. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide from me? I've been weak and dying since I was young. You've taken away my loved ones and friends, and darkness is my only friend. Let me just give you one more. A guy named Jehoshaphat, nicknamed Fatty for short, I'm sure. 2 Chronicles 20. He's the king of Israel, and three enemy armies decide to gang up against Israel. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're going to be killed. And here's what Jehoshaphat does. Oh, Lord, are you not the God who is in heaven? You roll over all the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand. No can withstand you. And, oh, God, did you not give us this land forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? But now three nations are trying to drive us out. Oh, God, will you not judge them? For we don't have any power to face this vast army that's attacking us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Those three questions. God, he says, are you not? God, did you not? And God, will you not? He is talking about the pattern I'm giving you right now. He's appealing to the character of God. He's reminding God of his promises. And he's asking God to do it again. That's how you do a lament. So the first thing I do is I tell God what I think is unfair or painful. Let me give you an example here. Psalm 142 on your outline. David says, I call to the Lord for help. I plead with him. I bring all of my complaints to him. I tell him my troubles. When I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. Now, in a lament, the tone can be very different. You can lament out of anger, like some of these I just read. You can lament out of frustration. You can lament out of fatigue. God, I am so tired, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You can lament out of anger. You can lament out of disappointment. You can lament out of fear. I'm scared to death. God, help me. I don't know what's going to happen this week, and I'm scared to death. Help. Let me just ask you a very personal question. What are you tired of tolerating in your life? Whatever that is, you're tired of tolerating it. You've been putting up with it. You're tired. You need to turn that into a lament. You need to tell God what you think is unfair, or what you think is painful. Now, here is the key, and you got to get this or it won't work. There are two keys to praying like I'm talking about right now when you're struggling with God. One of them is you complain to God, not about God, not against God. This is there. When Moses complained to God, God answered. When the people, children of Israel complained, they got stuck in the desert. So there's a right way and a wrong way to complain to God. What's the right way? You do it in faith. You complain in faith. In other words, I believe, God, you're going to hear me on this. You're going to hear me. You're going to listen. God, I believe you can help. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So when even in your complaints, you have to do it in faith. God, I know you can accept this because you're big God. And God, I'm going to complain, but I'm complaining to you in faith. Here's an example, Psalm 55, 17. David says, evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan. Notice he says, I'm doing it three times a day. I'm complaining to God three times a day. Notice, and he hears my voice. That is complaining in faith. That's lamenting in faith. I tell God what I think is unfair or painful in my life. Here's the second thing you do. If you want to struggle with God and win, you want to struggle with God and be blessed the way Jacob was, I appeal to God's nature. That's A in care. I appeal to God's nature. And when you read the Psalms, you read David and other people complaining to God and at the same time saying, but you're a good God and you're a loving God and God, you're kind and God, you're fair. And I don't like what's going on, but God, you see everything and this isn't good for me, but God, you're all powerful. So then help me. He appeals to God's nature. God loves it when you do this. When you say, God, you know I'm out of work. God, you know I'm infertile. God, you know I want to get married. God, you know, and then you say, and I know who you are, God. I know you're a good God, and I know you love me, and I know you're a just God, and I know you're fair, and I know you see everything in my life, and I know you're all powerful, and you appeal to the character of God. It's a strong key to doing this. I've put some more examples down there. Abraham, he's arguing with God over Sodom and Gomorrah. He appeals to God, you're a fair God. Moses complains to God, and he appeals to God's nature. David does it. Hezekiah does it. What a lot of these guys are doing is they say, God, I look out and I see everything that's going on, and nothing's really working right. Nothing's working right in my nation. Nothing's working right in my family. Nothing's working right in my job. And God, when I read the Bible and I hear about you're good and you're loving and you're powerful, then what, help me with this. Help me. What's happening to me doesn't sound like something you would approve of. Are you not the great God? Did you not help people in the past? Will you not help me? The same things Jehoshaphat said. I appeal to God's nature. The third thing you do, if you want to win the struggle, I remind God of what he said. I remind God of what he has said in his word. I remind him of his promises. God absolutely loves to be reminded of his promises. When my kids were little and they'd say, Daddy, would you take us to Disneyland? I'd say, oh, sure, I will. Because I always say yes to everything. And then I never get around to doing it. But Daddy, you promised. Daddy, you promised. You think I'm going to turn that down? No way, Jose, because I made a promise. So I'm going to keep a promise because I'm a loving father. I may not have the time to do it. I may not want to do it. I may be so stinking sick of going to Disneyland, but we're doing it because you promised. You can do that with your Heavenly Father. You remind God of what he said. God, you said. I love it. Several times in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah goes, God, now you've promised to do this, and you've promised to do this, and you've promised to do this. If you don't do this, you're going to look bad. He is appealing to God's reputation. And that's not just Jeremiah. I could give you dozens of examples. I said, God, if you don't help us in this time, it's really going to look bad on your resume. People are going to start saying, well, that God's no God because he doesn't help his people. And they would appeal to God's promises. They would appeal. They would remind God of what he had said. This is exactly what Jacob did. He's scared to death to go back home to have this family reunion with his brother who wants to kill him. Would you be scared? And your brother, you've cheated your brother and he's coming with 400 armed soldiers? Yeah. Yeah, he's scared to death. Have you ever feared a family reunion? Probably not like that, but. But notice the prayer Jacob prays. Genesis 32, he reminds God of what he said. He said, you were the one who told me to go home. So you got to help me, God. Genesis 32, then Jacob prayed, O Lord of my grandfather Abraham and my father Isaac. And why is he doing this? He goes, look, you helped these people in the past. Surely you got to help me. He says, the God of my grandfather Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, you told me, circle that, you told me to return to my land and my relatives, and you promised, circle that, to treat me kindly. I'm not worthy of all the faithfulness and unfailing love that you give me, but, oh Lord, please rescue me from my brother, Esau. I'm afraid that he's coming to kill me, but you promised to treat me kindly and to multiply my descendants. In other words, how am I going to have multiple descendants and be the father of a great nation if he kills me? That isn't going to happen. So see the care here? I complain, I appeal, I remind God of what he said. And then the fourth thing I do in my lament is I express my total trust in God. When you see David's Psalms, David, almost every psalm ends with, no matter how much he's railed on God, he goes, but I'm still going to trust you. God, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and that didn't turn out the way I wanted, and that hasn't happened right, and my life hasn't really been a bed of roses, but, you know, God, I'm still going to trust you. And I expressed my total trust in God, and this is what you end your prayer with. You say, Lord, I trust your goodness, and I trust your wisdom, and I trust your love, and I trust your plan, even in the bad things that happen that I don't understand. Let me give you two examples. Job 13, 15. You know what happened in Job. He lost it all. He says, even though he, talking about God, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. He says, you know what? I don't have it all figured out. My brain isn't big enough to know why everything happens the way it does. But I tell you what, even if God kills me, I'm still going to trust him. Why? Because I know I'm going to heaven. So he says, even if he lets the cancer take my life, even if he lets me get hit in a car accident, I'm still going to trust him. Why? Because he is God and I'm not.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you're listening to our series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. If you or someone you know needs some powerful biblical encouragement, then let us tell you about the Journey to Hope Guided Experience Journal. This full-color, vegan leather-covered guided experience is perfect to put a boost in your quiet time. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. However hopeful you are or not, this guided experience, which you can go through at your own pace, will bring you closer to God and renew your spirit. If you're ready to uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and also learn how you can maintain and bolster your hope, the Journey to Hope Guided Experience Journal is perfect for you or a loved one. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
When you're faced with unpleasant people, you know the best thing to do? Just love them. Don't try to fix them, okay? Don't try to fix them. Just love them. And let God do the work of changing their heart. If you're not God, trust him to change them. And then watch for how he helps you grow spiritually in the meantime. Thanks for listening today. And join me again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.